Hey, what's going on, jurors? Now, even though we are still on a break, we are going to bring you another Best Of episode.
That's right. We'll be back soon. But if you haven't already, make sure you go ahead and follow Holding Court on whatever podcast app you use so that you'll never miss an episode.
Yeah, definitely do that. And listen, get into this Best Of episode where we include all things divorce. Y'all been blowing us up to discuss prenups, postnups, child support, everything in between, who got served, who didn't, who missed court, all of it. So we've compiled some of our favorite clips just for you. Take a listen. Let's move on to Halle Berry. Halle Berry.
Yes.
Yes, right? Okay. So again, go back to the episode of Holding Court where we talk about more money, more problems, and you will hear the complete breakdown of where Halle started speaking out publicly about the fact that she felt she was being extorted by her ex, the father of her first child, with the child support. Halle was paying $16,000 a month for child support. Yes, for her oldest daughter. And then she said this in quote, this was on social media, Instagram. I feel if a woman or a man is having to pay support that is way more than the reasonable needs to help support, that's in caps, the child, I think this is wrong. I understand some parents, man or woman, may need help. But I also feel that in these modern times, both men and women have the responsibility to financially take care of their children and work hard and make every effort to do so. The way many laws are set up, people are allowed to use, in caps, children in order to be awarded money to live a lifestyle, okay, that not only they did not earn, right, but that is way above and beyond the child's reasonable needs. And that is the wrong, caps. And that's where I see the abuse. The laws are outdated and no longer reflect the modern world. This is just my opinion. I clearly don't own the truth. I can say I'm living it every day and I can tell you it's hard. I do totally understand the feelings of those men who feel they have been taken advantage of by the system. Now,
wow, Halle.
That's a lot, right? And we don't normally hear very much from Halle Berry in regards to her personal life.
No, not at all. Notoriously private.
Notoriously private, but not so much these days. I said, I guess Halle said, I'm about 55, fuck it, I don't care no more. We see it her and her boo. We're seeing, you know, she's speaking out about things that she feels are not right.
Yes.
And personally, you know, listen, I'm here for it. So as a result of her bringing this issue up, and I'm sure she consorted with her legal team, she was actually able to get that $16,000 cut in half. Half,
and
Eddie.
She's good. Half. That's right. Eddie. Half. That's
half,
right.
Mr. Fuck You Man. Oh, my God. Okay.
Classic.
So, yeah. So she was able to literally get her child support payments cut in half. And that is not easy. That is a massive legal win for Halle Berry. And so this is, again, why I told y'all to get that damn notebook and pen out. How did she do it? What happens is you go in and you ask the court for a modification. Okay, a modification to an existing order. And you base the, you have to have a basis. You can't just be asking for one for no reason. The
right.
court will say, why should we modify? Why should we change what we've already agreed to? And in Halle's case, and it's typically going to be the requirement in a child support case like this or spousal support, you've basically got to show that you're in a different financial position than you were when the original order was implemented.
Okay.
So essentially, Halle's saying, I don't make what I made in 2012. It was reported back when the $16,000 a month was granted that she was making about almost $5 million, $4.7 million just in 9 months. So not even a year.
Damn.
Yeah, that's just, she's cashing out. Listen, it pays. It literally, it pays to be Halle Berry.
Yes, it does.
Get that together. Versus the ex boyfriend, Gabriel Aubrey, he was only making $192,000 or so in that same time period.
Okay.
So the court basically said your income compared to his income means that we feel $16,000 a month is appropriate for Nyla's expenses. Now Halle's able to go in, must be the case, and say, I'm not making the $4.7 million that I was in 2012. Let's knock this down. And she was able to clearly successfully prove that her income has lowered. And as such, the payments she's responsible for should be lower.
Good.
That's a big deal.
Good for Halle Berry. That man tried to take our damn money. We all saw what it was for what it was. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ebony, but didn't she say at one point in time, that he had called her like niggers and made like racial slurs toward her and stuff?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a part of all this?
I kind of do remember that. I'm a little fuzzy on the details, but I do think I recall something along those lines. It was definitely sus.
It's something going on here.
Shit going on with,
so let's cut that money all the way down. Let's re-examine that eight. Now that we
listen,
hear,
you better trust and believe her legal team will be doing that. How modifications work. Once you see that you are able to be successful, then you continue to start that. Now, what's going to be hard though is, you know, and then at some point, the court can get hip to it. And I don't think this is what Halle Berry is doing in any way. But some people do start intentionally suppressing their income. Right.
Okay. You know what I mean?
You know the vibes and they start that shady shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, Your Honor, I was making $350 a year and now I'm making $42. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And at some point the court can order you to increase employment, you know. Mm-hmm. So you gotta be careful with that. So don't go too far with this shit, jurors.
Right.
But that is how that works. That if you feel that you are paying an exorbitant amount of child support. Mm-hmm. That is unfair, or as Halle calls it, abuse and extortion, go ahead and get your legal team to consider filing for a modification on the basis of your income decreasing. Or the other basis I always see in court, Dustin, is that the other parent, their income has increased.
Mm-hmm.
Find that out.
Okay. Okay.
Like, how you doing over there?
Right. Let's dig into everybody's pocket. See where everybody is right now.
You got to check in. Have they gotten married? Do they have additional income that they have access to? That could lower your child support payments. Check in.
Well, that's comforting, because at least I know that can feel really damning when you have a judgment like that placed against you, or a child support order, I should say, placed against you that's so heavy like that. And heavy can look very different depending on, you know, a person's financial stature in life. So I love the fact that this option exists, and I encourage everyone who is a part of that system to explore it. And don't take advantage of it, because you still have to support your baby. Okay.
Correct.
You know what I mean? This isn't a personal thing, but
yes,
it's something worth taking a look at for sure.
I love it. Now, a lot of people were sending me this, Dustin. I don't know if you probably were getting DMs around this too. The breaking news that Dre is going to have to pay about $300,000 a month to estranged wife, Nicole. Before we get into the legality, I'm just curious, when you were getting those notifications from folks on social, was it with commentary? What were people saying?
Of course it was with commentary, because that's a lot of money to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so everybody, and it was so funny how the lines were drawn in the sand. There was a group of people who felt like, yes, good for her, she deserves it. Mm-hmm. There was another group of people, guys, who were saying that that's fucked up that they did Dr. Dre like that and XYZ. So this is definitely a decision that has parted the seas of commentary, so to speak. But yeah, it was a hot topic.
So, yeah. So, okay. Back it up. If you want to know some foundational information on this, go on over to Auntie E's Instagram page. Mm-hmm. It's still there. Let me look up and see exactly when the post was. Because I did like a 30, 40 minute long breakdown of all things Dr. Dre and this divorce. Some folks are still mad about it. Get out your feelings. This is just the law.
It's the law, baby.
It's the law, baby. What did I say this? Where's this Dr. Dre shit? Hold on. Folks still real big mad about it. I'll find it. I'll let y'all know in a minute. But it's on my Instagram page. Because I knew this was going to happen. You know, I'm not a I told you so person. But in this particular situation, I absolutely told y'all this shit was going down like this. Here is the rub. When you get married in this country, barring very few exceptions, you are building something called a community property. And California, for sure, is a community property state. And that's what these two will live in and marry. So therefore, this argument of she wasn't shooting in the gym with you, it's cute.
But it's
legally not applicable.
Right.
Because
right.
The law says that actually, y'all were, if she wasn't, she should have been. Because we're going to treat her as if she were.
And that's that on that.
Right. And that's on that, yeah. Right? Because when you marry someone, and this is very important, Dustin, because folks are getting married every day. And for most part, it's beautiful. But people are getting married and they're not understanding the legal consequences, both positive and negative, of marriage. Marriage is not just a religious or spiritual entity. At its core, Dustin, it's a legal entity. And if you have a problem with that, I suggest you have a civil ceremony. I suggest you have a marital ceremony, but I suggest you do not take the legal step of filing and completing a marriage license. Because once you've done that in a jurisdiction of your choosing, you now are tied. You are your partner's fiduciary. Okay. Yes. You understand that? You are your partner's fiduciary and they are yours. Meaning y'all are now jointly and severably. Okay. And look it up if you don't know what it means. It means combined, inextricably linked on the money situation. Okay. Their debts are yours. Your debts are theirs. Their income is yours. Your income is theirs. Okay. Wow, that's scary. You don't like that shit. It's very high stakes.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm not here to sugarcoat the shit. That's what it is. And if you don't understand that to be marriage, you probably need to spend some time educating yourself on marriage before you walk down that motherfucking aisle.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, not for nothing, shout out to Andrew Schultz, you know, Charlamagne's partner on Brilliant Idiots.
Yes.
My friend and Natalie, you know, who, and you know how Natalie feel about you.
Hey, Natalie,
I'm working on her every day, trying to get this woman out of this delusion. But Natalie sent me the funniest clip from Andrew Schultz where he was doing stand-up bit. And he was like, marriage is for women. Okay, mm-hmm. Hot take. He was like, and this is why I say that. He said, because men are the only people stupid enough to get married to somebody that doesn't bring anything really to the table and then be looking dumb as fuck when the marriage is over and they lose half their shit. Women would never find themselves in a situation because women are never going to marry nobody that's got less than them. Now, that was funny. But we all know that actually not the case because I asked Mary J., ask Halle Berry, ask several motherfuckers that's out here paying spousal support right now today. Because they married somebody that brought less to the table than that.
Sherry Shepherd. Yes.
Sherry Shepherd. Oh my God. Poor Sherry Shepherd. Yes. God damn Sherry Shepherd.
He wore her out, didn't he?
What'd you say now?
He wore her out.
He wore her out. I don't even know if that's over now.
She's still paying for that damn baby. She ain't rocked it one time. Still paying for the baby.
Ain't rocked it, ain't burped it, ain't not changed one. No Pampers. Mm-mm. Damn, mm-mm. Sherry. So back to Dre. So he earned over $1 billion throughout the course of this marriage. And they were married. And this is a big part of this too, y'all. They're married for 24 years, Dr. Dre and Nicole. This is important because this narrative, see, some of y'all been watching too much Eddie Murphy Raw. And I love Eddie Murphy Raw. Have Eddie, give me half, Mr. Fuck You Man. Yeah, yeah. Love it. Love it. Here for it. I know who the fuck you are. Hey, I'm Eddie.
Eddie.
I know who you are. Uh-huh. Right? Love it. Here for it. But this narrative that you get half just after the day after you sign on the dotted line of the marriage certificate, that's not true. Okay? The court is assessing the duration of the marriage. The court is assessing any children that have come of the marriage. The court is assessing the overall holistic viability, right, Dustin, of
yes.
how joint were y'all. So if you were married to somebody for 6 months, 2 years, you're not getting half. So get that shit out your mind. Okay. So if you sitting over there trying to scheme right now, listen to this shit, like, ooh, yeah, you know, just find somebody about to croak and holler right quick. No. The court is going to be like, nah, we don't construe this as that type of marriage, and you're going to be short. Nicole is getting paid out the ass, which I knew she would, because this was a legally viable partnership under the letter of the law.
Yes.
24 years. Okay?
Yes.
They had two children who are now, of course, adults. For the presumption is that maybe she wasn't out there selling Beats by Dre headphones in the Apple store. But what she was doing, the court presumes, is giving her husband counsel. And not for nothing, she is an attorney by trade, at least. she was making his life more comfortable during his ability to go out and make these deals and secure this level of money. That's what the court presumes. That if you're not in that kind of marriage, I'm sorry for you. But that is how the court presumes it. They presume that the marital entity is providing comforts and support that help facilitate the earning of the money that is earned throughout the course of the marriage. And if you don't understand that, I suggest you rewind that little piece and you play it again, because that is what it is. So this notion of that's his money, it's a legal falsity. The court literally doesn't even recognize such a thing as individual earnings in a marriage. I'll say it again. The courts in community property states don't even recognize individual earnings throughout the course of a marriage. Hear that. Hear that. Okay, so that's why Dr. Dre is now being ordered to pay literally $293,306, $300,000 basically, every month, starting real soon. The Negro got a payment coming up, okay? August 1st, he has to start these payments, and they will continue. The court is saying this is by decree. Dre will pay a total of $3,519,672. That's a little over $3.5 million per year until Nicole remarries or, quote, enters into a new domestic partnership. Now, I want to explain that part. Yeah. Nicole ain't stupid. The minute she either legally remarries, these payments are done, or, and this is a good, I think, evolution of the court, enters into a new domestic partnership. And I don't believe that even has to be a legal domestic partnership. And the way we think about going for a filing, as many LGBTQ same-sex partnerships used to have to do prior to 2012. No, the court interprets that as
if she get a man
partnership. Yes.
Yeah.
If she get a man and they are living together and the court looks at evidence and there will be a hearing, please believe if Dre catches wind and Nicole is out here moving like she's coupled up, booed up in a real way, but she's not getting married because she want to keep getting the checks, he will and should file a hearing to determine whether or not she's in an effective domestic partnership. And if the court determines that she is, then payments going to cease, as they should.
You better believe with money like Dr. Dre has, there will be several private investigators following Nicole for the rest of her life.
Yep.
And the minute that he even sees another nigga's shoes at the front door, he gonna call the lawyers like, stop the payment. Stop payment on that money.
Oh,
I'm telling you,
shit.
That's what's coming. So.
That is what's coming. So she's probably gonna have to stay by her lonesome.
Okay.
And that's probably the reason why. Well, let me just be quiet. I'm gonna say that for another time in court. But we'll talk about it. We're offline about that.
Offline.
But yes, that when y'all see women of these celebrity men who are on either child support payment or spousal support situations, you're like, damn, they never moved on. That's why.
Hell no.
No. That's why. And for those that wanted to talk big shit and get in their feelings, and this goes for men and women, and anybody else in the non-binary community that had a fucking attitude when I put up that Instagram live saying Nicole deserves every fucking penny she's asking for and she gonna get it. Guess what? She got it. And the reason she got it is because of the reason I fucking said this is not a determination of individual income, thus distribution. The court and the law doesn't even see it. They are blind to individual earnings in community property state marriages. It doesn't exist. It's fugazi. It doesn't exist. Okay. So this notion of that's his money and he needs to be able to keep his money. He don't even have no money. Do you understand me? He don't have no money.
No, that's their money.
Their money. And if you don't like it, you probably shouldn't get married.
There you
go. And a prenup is not going to, prevent that. So let's talk about the prenup. Because really my legal advice, if I was advising Dre, stop these fucking monthly payments. It's a losing proposition for you all the way around. Pay this woman a sizable settlement and be done with it. Again, I said this in the IG live. I'm gonna tell y'all now, I have a dear friend. This man is a billionaire. Okay. Didn't make his money in anything sexy. He made it in like a industrial space. Okay. But he made it nonetheless.
Yes.
And he went through a divorce recently He didn't even think about it, Dustin. He wrote the woman who he was married to for 30 some years, who gave him three beautiful children, who now have given him grandchildren. He was the epitome of the Dustin Ross mantra of keep it player.
I'm trying to tell y'all.
He wrote this woman a check for $500 million and he kept it fucking pushing. And you know what? I just had coffee with him 2 days ago. And you know what he said? He said, oh, E, guess what? I'd have made that back and then some.
See?
Because that, if you made a billion, make it again. See? And by the way, living off of $500 million last I checked is not a bad life.
At all, because that money will make money on its own.
On its own. So that's the issue. So Dre, stop playing with this bullshit. Stop paying the lawyer fees. That's the other thing with family court law, these long drawn out ass divorces. Y'all sitting up here fighting over, Dre is going to end up spending another $150-200 million on lawyer fees for her and him.
Yes.
Because he's paying for her legal fees too. This is stupid as hell. Write this woman a motherfucking check. Yeah, write her a check. $200 million, $250 million, and be done with it instead of this $3 million a year indefinitely. That's stupid as hell.
Yeah, that's be exactly what it. I would do.
Yeah, and he got to keep on insurance. This stupid. Yeah. This stupid. Yeah. Last point on it: the prenup. So what they're fighting about is that Dre is still trying to enforce a prenup. Fine, prenups are great. I believe in a prenup. We'll have an upcoming episode about holding court all about prenups. They are wonderful instruments. Right. And anybody that feels a way about it, you know what? I don't want my house to burn down, but I'm sure going to have insurance on the bitch.
There you go.
You know, so this is having a prenup is not a wishing of divorce. It's not an anticipation of divorce. It's a smart thing to do where you and your loving partner, who are fiscal fiduciaries to one another, say what would happen in the worst case scenario when you still show up with love and concern for each other versus trying to make those determinations, Dustin Ross, when you fucking hate each other's breath.
Yeah.
You hate the sound of the motherfucker beside you breathing.
Yeah, because I ain't giving you shit if I hate you.
At that point.
You better hope we had an arrangement made ahead of time. Because otherwise you can kick rocks, okay?
Exactly. So apparently they do have a prenup. Nicole doesn't dispute that they had a prenup. What she is contending is that Dre tore the prenup up. And that could be literal, that could be figurative. Okay, y'all don't take the shit too serious. That he essentially said, let's not worry about the prenup at some point. And that's very common. If anybody watches Real Housewives of Potomac, Dustin, you remember Ashley Darby and Michael Darby had this conversation a while back?
Yes, they did.
It's very common that when people enter a marriage with a prenup after 5 years or the traditional 10 years, it's moot. That's almost always built into a prenup. Actually, I've seen them. I've written them. After 10 years, the presumption is you're not here for money. We've now built a community financially and otherwise the prenup is moot. It's effectively torn up and disappears.
Yes.
So that's what Nicole is saying. And I would venture if I had to put money on it, Dustin, she's probably correct.
I believe
that. Yep. And that's why they're fighting still.
I believe that Dr. J probably had fucked up, made a mistake, and then was trying to, you know, get her back in the house and, you know, get things on the right track. And he tore, I don't fuck this prenup, just come home, you know, tore it up. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. And she made a mental note as the fuck she should have.
Noted.
Yeah.
Noted. You know, I might or might not have had a situation in my life, in my lived experience, where somebody said, you know, on second thought, we don't even need a prenup. Oh, interesting. Mm. Second thought, huh? Interesting. All right. So y'all, we'll continue to cover this. Dre, keep it player. Stop with the bullshit. Concede the point. Give this woman about a good $250 million and keep it pushing.
Yeah. That's
keep
all you need to do.
Selling them motherfucking headphones and make your money back. Stupid as hell. We're going to pay some bills because we got to do that. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're talking about, it's a lot of messiness going on with this Gary Owens shit. Now, we talked about this when the filing first happened and his estranged wife, Kenya, was asking for the $44,000 a month for spousal support. And, you know, it was like, damn, Gary doing a lot better than I thought he was. But
I was definitely surprised.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not about to knock nobody's hustle, so get it how you live, Gary. Mm-hmm. But now it's gotten messy. Wendy Williams is involved. We're going to break the whole shit down in a minute because there's actually a legal consequence, D-Ross, to this shit Wendy is trying to pull. So we're going to get right back to holding court in a minute. All right, y'all, welcome back to holding court. Now, Gary Owen, and I really am today years old when I realized his name is Gary Owen and not Gary Owens, because I've been calling him that for the past
We all have.
I've been calling him Gary Owens since the Comic View days. Back in 1998.
He is and will forever be Gary Owens, okay?
I thought the motherfucker's name was Gary Owens, yes. And I was literally today years old when I found out there's no S on the end of this man's name. Woo! Okay, yes. All right. So Gary Owens is in this divorce. It's extremely messy, and he's saying it. So if he's saying it's messy, trust and believe it's messy. We got a little more insight when he recently appeared on the Wendy Williams show, and a couple different things went down. I want to slow it down and give you the play-by-play, what we got to pay attention to here. Okay. Number one, like I said, when Kenya Duke, that's his estranged wife, originally filed for the divorce, she simultaneously asked for spousal support, $44,000. We talked about how she didn't ask for child support because she cannot, because they do not have any minority age children. As Gary points out in the Wendy Williams interview, their children are adults. They are grown. So there's no child support claim here. I want to be clear. The children that they have in the marriage are all adults. Fast forward. And he made that very clear. He made that clear, because he, and this is what he said. I want to quote him. He said, "I just want to make sure there's no child support in the divorce. No, for real. Because it got out there that I'm a deadbeat dad, but our kids are adults." Now, here, I'm a be on Team Gary. Here's why.
Okay.
Kenya put out, first of all, I don't really like the way Kenya's moving. Let me just be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Because although my default is to always support a Black woman in these spaces,
it
seems like she's trying to litigate this divorce on Instagram.
Messy.
Kenya, my dear, I guarantee you have upcoming court dates. Please save the litigation around this matter for the courtroom. All of this social media, Instagram, post, comment, litigation tactic, it's a bad look legally. All of what she's saying can be used against her in actual court, by Gary's legal team. And it's just messy. And they're too adult for it. And I don't like to see it.
I agree.
And the deadbeat dad thing, I mean, sis, come on. Because she makes a very specific claim that he hasn't seen his children in 4 months. Okay, well, guess what? Before Mother's Day, I hadn't seen my dear mother, Miss Gloria J. Williams, for over a year. Is she a deadbeat mother? I mean,
that's what happens when you get grown. When she was talking that shit, I thought them kids were 6 and 4. You know what I'm saying? Or 7 and 9. You know, little kids, like, you ain't seen your daughter in 4 months.
Yeah, her teeth have fallen out since you last seen her.
Yeah.
Ma'am, it's a pandemic. This man has to work to pay this fucking $44,000 a month. You want to go, whatever you got to do.
You ought to be glad the nigga, well, I guess not the nigga, huh, Evan?
He could be. No. If we're going to use the term, it's got to be colorblind.
You're right. So that being said, you ought to be glad the nigga was at work. You the one wanting 44 strong at the beginning of every month. You ought to be glad he was at work getting the money.
Listen.
Come on,
that's
now,
what
Kenya.
I'm saying. You cannot have it both ways, Miss Kenya.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a low dig. I thought that was intentionally misleading. And again, you're doing it in the public sphere of a messy ass Instagram post.
I don't like that at all.
I don't like that at all. Now,
it's
as
counterproductive, it seems, you know,
it's counterproductive, and it goes to show something that he said in the interview, which was a strong statement, but I suspect he might be right, which is that he is further along, Dustin, in the emotional separation of the marriage than she is. Because when you start seeing people in a divorce pop off like she's popping off with these highly emotionally charged statements, that tells me there's still a lot of feeling there.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
There's still a lot of feeling. I'm not going to assign what the feeling is, but there's a lot of feeling. And I remember when I first started practicing, a mentor attorney of mine, a senior level partner at the firm I was at the time, said, "Let me tell you something about family law, Ebony. It's more polarizing, and it's more emotionally charged than any murder trial you'll ever try. Because the more passionate the marriage is, trust and believe, it's going to be like a death when the divorce comes." And that's kind of what,
like that,
Yeah. So it's kind of what we're seeing play out here. So there's a lot of emotion going on between these two individuals. Now, something he needs to be careful with could look harmless, because Wendy was, you know, trying to be cute in her bag or flirting on air. She literally asked this man out to dinner on air, and according to the Jasmine Brand post, shout out to Sora Jasmine over there, Jasmine Brand.
Yes.
They went on that dinner date. You know, they were spotted at that exact restaurant that Wendy invited him to. Now, here's the situation. There's actually a legal thing I wanted to break down, and that's why I'm taking some time on this story.
Okay.
Remember the episode, D, where I talked about how separated is not a marital status?
Absolutely. One of our best episodes. Yes.
I felt so, too. And the reason why is that's not just me saying that because I had my heart broken falling in love with a separated man, although that's neither here nor there. And I'm in a really good place about it. So don't ask me no shit about it. Okay?
That's right. that's right. Abby.
But in all sincerity, there could be legal consequences to dating while you are not formally divorced. And you kind of hear Gary, if you really slow that interview down.
Yeah.
He knows that shit. That's why every time Wendy's asking him these specifics around, are you dating? Do you have a girlfriend? He's like, I'm not officially divorced yet, Wendy. You know, and that's important here. Couple things that can happen when you call yourself being cute and dating while you're still not formally divorced. Number one, depending on which side of the spousal support equation you fall on, you could be cutting into your bag. Here's what I mean by example. Let's say it was Kenya that was in a relationship currently as they await their divorce decree finalization. If she had a boo, and if her and her boo were either full on living together, or Gary could cite that she was spending enough nights at her boo's house or him in her house, Gary could file action to get those spousal support claims reduced. Because the argument says this, she's cohabitating, Your Honor. She's not single and totally dependent on just what I give her. She's sharing her life with a man. And thus her financial expectation from me must be reduced at least by that much. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
So be real careful. Yes. Matter of fact, my ex-fiance, this was his situation. This was 10 years before I came into the picture. He'd been divorced long before me, but she was getting a mighty hefty sum during their divorce and proceedings. And he was paying it because he's the epitome, I will say, much to his credit, of the Dustin Ross creed of keeping it gangster. He keeps it gangster.
That's right.
He keeps it player. So he really did right by this woman. He was breaking her off massive bread in the wake of their divorce. But then at some point, she moved a whole grown man into their house. It's like, sis, what you doing? Nah. And that ended up eventually she went ahead and married that guy, and that bag was suspended.
As
it should be. Right. So I'm just pointing out that whole dating and moving on real quick, do what you need to do, but don't think it does not have a consequence. Another legal consequence that can come from that whole dating while still separated as you wait a pending divorce decree. You're making the other person matter and matter, okay? And this is exactly why I know for a fact Gary Owen is not trying, not to be confused with Gary Owens, right. Is not trying to be out here in these streets publicly dating or proclaiming to be in a relationship already, or frankly, going out with celebrities or anybody else in these streets.
Right.
Clearly, Kenya's already pissed. This woman is not a woman that is on good terms with this man.
No, she's not.
Why would he, in the midst of still having to go to court, trying to probably reduce these high-ass spousal support rates, want to further enrage her by demonstrating that he's moved on and putting another woman in her face?
Right.
So that means she could ask for $64,000 a month instead of $44,000 a month?
Right.
Nah.
Right.
You know, and so that's the thing. As he said in the Wendy interview, he's not trying to, I believe he said, pinch the bear. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you do when you are out here flagrantly disrespect. I'm going to tell you another story.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going through my divorce years ago, child. And my ex-husband and I didn't even have a highly emotionally charged divorce because I think on both sides, certainly on my side, the emotional aspect of the marriage was already gone by the time we got to a divorce separation space. We were at this point separated. We lived in California at the time. It's a very quick 6-month divorce process out there when you don't have children and you don't own property together. We fell into that circumstance. So it was going to be boom, bam, thank you, ma'am and sir, going about your life. Yes. Okay, it was going to be as amicable as a divorce could be. However, Dustin Ross, I do, well, you know, up until my recent stint on Roni, I have, and you know this about me, I have safeguarded the privacy of my personal life, right?
Yes, you have. Yes, you
have. I
have
done that fiercely. It's something that is of high value to me. And my ex-husband, then estranged husband, knew that. So what I really did not appreciate, and his motherfucking ass heard from me when he did it, was while we were separated, but we were awaiting a final divorce decree, and nobody knew our business because it was not their business at that time. This motherfucker gonna post up on Facebook with his new boo.
Oh, God.
Opposite of keeping it playing. So I politely picked up the phone and let him know, sir, I'm actually going to need you to take that down.
That's right, Abby.
You don't have to because you're grown, but I'm asking you to, off of the basis of just civility and out of the respect of the marriage that we did have and the 4-year relationship we had before we even got married, to please respect the fact that today, I am still your wife.
That's right.
Today, I am still your wife. And the public proclamation, our wedding pictures are still up. You know, shit, we got married and divorced so quick, people were still sending us wedding gifts, okay?
Dead ass.
This is a bad look. So while you can be in your relationship, I'm not going to knock that. I'm not coming for you. You should be happy. Do me the decent thing and have enough respect for me and really your fucking self, okay? To take that shit down and honor the relationship status we still occupy until this thing is final. And he did do that. So I just want to bring people's attention to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something noteworthy. And also just you should clean up your mess when you're in that circumstance anyway. You know, keep things as clean as possible. Keep the confusion and the chatter and conversation down. Like, just why share that? Why are you excited for people to know you got a new bitch anyway? You know what I'm saying? Like, why?
Right. It looks suspect. Oh, thank you. See, this is why you are the best fucking co-host in the world. You just reminded me of some shit I almost forgot. Uh-huh. That's the other big part of the legal consequence of this dating while separated bullshit.
Yeah.
Is when you post or indicate that you are in a new relationship before you divorce, guess what the presumption could easily be? Because even my ass thought about it for a second and he was not the cheating type. But now I'm thinking, how long this bitch been in the picture?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And legally, here's where it's really tricky. If you, and we saw this at the Dr. Dre divorce, we're still seeing it rather. When you indicate you're in a new relationship, now you've given ammunition for your spouse to at least question whether or not the relationship is a result of a marital affair.
How about that?
And then they get to subpoena your financials and inquire as to whether or not any of the marital money, community property, has gone to you dating your new boo.
That's right.
And then they get to recoup that. So you see what I'm saying? It's not just it's a bad look, because it is that, but there's also real financial consequence.
Oh, yeah.
To this dating while still married, although separated dynamic.
Well, y'all so quick to be posting on Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yo, married ass.
Right.
Shit.
You handled that right. You said, take it down.
You ain't got to be having me out here looking crazy.
That's right.
Ebony husband on Facebook on a date. The fuck?
What kind of shit is that?
What kind of shit is that?
If you don't take that down, and it came down. So that's it.
And yes, so, you know, I try to pick, you know, at least dudes with a little bit of character.
Right. Somebody that can read that'll land with. You know, you don't have to take it down, but I'm asking you to take it down.
And that's, I hit him with the Ayala tone. You know, you grown. You know, you're an adult. Right. And you can do what you want on your social panel.
Okay.
I wouldn't try to. Right. But I'm coming from a place of open-heartedness.
That's right. And if you ignore that, then you are really the scum of the
earth. Then you a real piece of shit. And then I would have paid for your motherfucking neck in that divorce. That's how about that? Don't play with me now.
All right.
Play with your friends. Don't play with me.
That's right.
I done told y'all that. Okay. Y'all, you so crazy, D. We're going to take another quick break. I hope y'all really sit with that Gary Owen shit.
Seriously.
Because that was some real tea. That was some real gems. So yes, anybody out there, if you're on either side of that, if you are currently going through a divorce yourself, or you are dating someone that is divorcing and they're not divorced yet, be mindful of all that shit we just broke down in there. Okay. Yes.
And one last note for Kenya, Gary's estranged wife. Mm-hmm. You know, although you have the same name, you don't have to be so downtrodden and nasty as the other Kenya who's public facing. Okay. Be the good Kenya, not like that. Ooh. That's all I wanted to say.
That's scalding tea.
Thank you.
Ooh, child, you should see my face, my lips is tight right now.
Thank you.
All right.
Hers
and
are
all
twisted.
Right.
Now, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Next up. You know, I already don't like talking about Kim Kardashian's ass. Here we go.
Oh, God.
The culture demands all of the headlines.
Yes.
We saw, as it had been rumored for months, but I refuse to bring it on holding court because we don't do rumors on this show.
No,
okay?
We don't.
We don't do
facts
rumors.
Facts only.
So now that there has been an actual legal filing for divorce, we are here to let the folks know it is official. Kim Kardashian West has now filed for divorce from Kanye West. Shocking, no, but now it has finally come to pass. Let me, before we get into the legalities of it, Dustin, initial response from you. What'd you think?
Don't give a shit. I have no dog in this fight. I don't care. I hate to see small children have to relearn their home environment. You know, that breaks my heart for those kids. I know there's going to be an adjustment time, you know, for them. But other than that, I literally do not give a damn. I could care less.
Yeah, I don't do Kim Kardashian. We'll talk about that on another episode. I don't do the whole Kardashian empire. It just, it is not aligned with my value system. Let me say it like that.
That's right.
However, here we are, and I agree with you in full. My only concern here is the fact that Kim and Kanye laid up and had four young children together. And
four,
like not one. Y'all laid up and had four babies. And now these young, innocent children are going to be forever impacted by their parents. And that's really concerning to me. I do hope that Kanye and Kim are able to do as they are indicating so far, and that is enjoy a mutually agreed upon and amicable co-parenting situation. There were some questions out there, Dustin, as to whether or not Kanye's well-documented mental health challenges, his bipolarism and things of that nature, were going to impact the custody. It's being reported that it will not, that Kim and Kanye have already agreed to a joint physical and shared custody of the children. So that's that.
Fair.
I think that's fair. I think that's in the best interest of the children. And yes, they will have that joint custody. Now let's talk about the money. Okay, so these are two very, very, very rich individuals. And then collectively, they have an empire worth of rough estimate, $2.1 billion with a B. Okay, let's break it down. About $1.3 billion of that, so roughly a little over half, is to Kanye. And that's from everything, his Yeezy line, the music, the catalog, all the things. And his wealth is tied up in most of his apparel company, so it's not liquid, but that's still an obscene amount of money. Kanye will keep that. Kim Kardashian is worth a hefty $780 million or so. That's almost a billion herself. And that's the KKW beauty brand. Mm-hmm. That's all of her endorsement deals, the modeling contracts, the keeping up with the Kardashian checks, you name it. So she's got almost a billion in the game as well. They've got a lot of property, about $70 million worth of property, the Calabasas home, the art, the jewelry, the vehicles. And apparently this was interesting to me, Dustin. They own livestock. The hell kind of animals y'all got over there?
Livestock?
I'm not kidding.
That must be that ranch he has up in
Wyoming. Yeah.
Okay. It must be at that ranch. Yeah.
He got some goats over there.
Because I know she ain't got no heifers.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this divorce. I'll leave that for the social media detectives. But now that it is official, Kim has officially filed for a divorce from Kanye. We just had to break it down for you here with the legalities. I don't expect there to be any major litigation points here because this was really, I want to say this, Dustin, it was really, they went into this marriage with a clear cut articulation as to what would happen in the case of a divorce. You know, their prenup was very clear. But, you know, this was Kanye's first marriage, but this is Kim's third marriage. Let's be clear. So she already knew exactly how to orchestrate these types of prenups and custody agreements and things like that before she went into the marriage to begin with. And listen, prenups are not romantic, but I tell people, I tell you all the time, Dustin, you are building an empire here. You better not get married without no prenup. I'm going to have something to say about it.
You got to protect yourself.
You have to. And it's a protection for your spouse as well. It really is. Like I said, you know, I'm clear. I don't do broke men. I won't do it. And I won't ever do it again. So I'm definitely having a prenup to protect myself, but also to protect myself. Meaning this, if I'm marrying an extremely, you already know what I'm where I'm going, right? If I'm marrying a billionaire, I don't want a bounty on my head, Dustin. I don't want it. What we're going to do is we're going to already predetermine a reasonable amount that I would leave that marriage with based off of the longevity of the marriage, any children born into the marriage. We're going to predetermine those things so that this person, this man is not sitting over here cuckoo crazy thinking it's worth the risk of killing my ass as opposed to giving up his entire fortune. See, people don't think about it that way, but a prenup can be protective in a multitude of ways.
Multitude. That's right. I don't want that smoke either, personally. Let's figure it out on the front end so that we can split amicably on the back end.
That's on the back end. Amen. All right, listen, thank y'all so much for listening. Please follow us, subscribe, give us a review. We do read them. Tell your mama, your friends. Help get the word out about Holding Court. And listen, check out our episode notes for links to more content. Holding Court comes to you from Uppity Productions in association with Dawson Media and presented by the Black Effect Network from iHeartRadio. Audio services wonderfully provided by One of One Productions. Y'all check them out, oneofoneproductions.com. They're the best. And don't forget, follow Holding Court wherever you listen to your podcast. Follow the show. That way, you'll never miss a brand new upload. And in the meantime, stay safe, keep the faith, get vaccinated, get your booster if you qualify. And what would you always have the people do, Dr. Ross?
Read your terms and read your conditions.
Always.